This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago.
I got vaccinated.
Got my second shot April 19th. This bucket of virus? I'm vaccinated. I'll even lick metal. I am not afraid of anything.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What? This is when I knew, all right, this is so dangerous. Keep grandma in the basement. But you can go fly wherever you like. Now, here's the best part. I don't know if you've been flying. They get you soon as you walk in the terminal.
Make sure you wear your mask at all times. Do your part. Stay 6 foot safe.
Yeah, that, you know when that doesn't work? The minute you board that plane, everyone's like, oh. Come on, I want to get overhead space. Excuse me. We've got to get on the plane. Not enough overhead space. Now, you're on a plane. I'm in a tube. An enclosed tube. Okay? And then I'm sitting next to someone right here. And right here. And this person here, I know that he's about 3 bills. He's got high cholesterol. He's already huffing and puffing. I'm not used to walking from one terminal to the other. I've had the gout 3 times in the last year, but they wouldn't take me because of COVID. Doctors don't take anyone nowadays unless you're almost dead and they put you on the respirator. Yeah. So I said I'm not dying, but I got the gout. And the mess is keeping him clean. His cheeks are out to here. Oh, let's not forget the air vent above that he's too high to...
Trust the science! I know a doctor. Facts and figures.
Then they walk up and down the aisles.
It is a federal crime. We catch you with that mask below your nose.
Keep it on all times or you may never fly again and you may deal with federal punishment.
She's racking up charges instead of miles.
But it's snack time. You can take them off. Oh, thank you. Thank you, science! Thank you, experts!
I get to eat with no mask on!
We're so safe when we eat peanuts. Isn't this fun? Thank God I'm safe.
24 is here. And that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, when you meet somebody you've been watching for over a decade, you feel like you know him, and I've been trying to get him in here forever, and he's got sold-out tours all over the country, all over the world. Jim Breuer is here, one of the top 10 comedians in the world, 30 years, former SNL cast member, podcaster, and just an awesome guy. Survival with Laughter, JimBreuer.com. And most of his shows are already sold out, so but you can go there and find out where he's going to be in a few months and get in to see him. And I've been trying to get him constantly. He said, hey, he's ready to come in. I'm like, wait, he's in Austin? I didn't know that, so I'm going to try to get some tickets coming up in a few days when you're at the Moody Center. I got a sneaking suspicion it's already sold out. So, Jim, great to have you here. You're awesome.
It's good to see you, Alex. You're awesome, too, man.
Well, you're
done. I remember watching you for years, and I was the guy like, did you hear what he... What he said happened. I'm just saying. It's a little weird. You don't watch the guy, he said some wacky stuff. Is it wacky or is it, if it happens, is it still wacky? How wacky is it? This is going to be fun. This is good.
Let's talk about you up front because my listeners love you. I love you. And I think you were always doing some political stuff, but mainly just being funny. But it seems like I just met you 5 minutes ago, so I'm not words in your mouth. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No.
That when they, in the last decade, tried to shut down comics first and intimidate people, you were the first to not back down and to say no. And instead of it making you smaller, it only make you bigger. And that's an example of courage. Is that a proper summation?
Well, I never was political in my whole life, and I still don't consider myself political whatsoever. I just went full blown, in my opinion, what I do, common sense, what is so obvious to me in front of me. Now, if you want to categorize certain subjects, whether it's medicine or whatever I talked about, or transgender or whatever they're doing, if you want to make that politics, in my opinion, that's on you. But I never, ever was a political comedian, and I'm still not a political comedian.
You're just a common sense
guy. I don't join teams, man. I never have.
You know more about the numbers because I forget all of it. So much happens. But before they came after me, they went after comics, it seems.
Yes. I didn't have much of an issue with that. The only time I had an issue with that my whole life, honestly, was when I had a comedy special. That was the one you were airing. It was called Somebody Had to Say It. And I had a deal to distribute it, and it was going to go online, and when they were taking the numbers and the pre-orders, and then I said, hey, I don't, they started asking, if you show up at the events, you got to show your vax card. And I went, whoa, you know what, I'm canceling all gigs that push the vax card. And I went on a rant.
Good for you.
Dude, I went on a rant just saying I believe God. I don't believe the specialist. I believe my instinct. I know my faith. I know my morals. I don't need a guy with a lab coat telling me if I'm a danger or I'm the one causing issues. I mean, it was a part of life where I just could not listen, we've all been fooled for billions of years, but I'm just, it's at the breaking point where I went, come on. Are you really, when you hear people going, I just want to get back in a bar, as long as I can, if I can get my shot, you know, I still want to fly.
Thomas, you're being held hostage, and you were one of the main leaders. It was an example to countless other comics, Joe Rogan and others.
Yes.
And then said, screw you. We're not making our fans that love us take your experimental shot to see us.
Yes.
Kind of like Rodney Howard Brown, the first preacher to get arrested for still having his church during
yes.
And you were one of the first guys to stand up, so I admire that.
And I got to be honest, when it happened, I was shocked. I was shocked at the reaction because, Alex, I'm past trying to want to be a star. I lived the life. I met everyone that I wanted to meet, and I did everything I wanted to do. I enjoy my life and living simply. And the people that reached out, good and bad, really was intriguing to me. Certain ones were, I felt threatened. Like, hey, man, you know, you gotta be careful what you're saying. You gotta push your audience, put a mask on. I'm like, no. That's ludicrous, and I'd be shocked that they were saying that. And then there was another whole wave of people that came out of the woodwork that said, hey, you know, we're with you, and we're going to unite with you, and we stand by you, and we're going to lift you up. And, again, I wasn't trying to do anything. To me, it's just common sense. It wasn't a political, it's just common sense. I don't see it in anything else. So that actually led to me starting a podcast because I had to join a platform where they pay, where I can get my money back from a special, because the platform dropped me. They said, hey, listen, we're fans of you, but we're going to make $1 billion. We're going to lose $1 billion if we air you.
Because it's literally the corporate ESGs through BlackRock pull your advertising for them if they don't do it.
Yeah, and which I understood. I'm like, okay, that's okay.
By the way, the ESG system is collapsing, and BlackRock is basically shutting the division down.
Hmm.
So I don't think you knew at the time, because you did lead it. It's on record. You're given the credit. You deserve it. I don't think you knew what you were doing. You were just doing common sense, but you helped the chain reaction to basically kill the ESG. Does that feel good?
It feels good. I don't need credit. I don't need credit. You know, there's a great...
I know, but we need people in the future when they try this again to realize, right. Have courage, it's contagious.
Yes, no, I 100% agree. And I have to say, that moment too, I believe it was Tucker. Tucker then had me on his show, and I'm anti-news. I've been anti-news for 20, 30 years. And I've always lived that. I don't believe a word they say. Whatever they've always said, I've always said, what are they really hiding? What's the little puppet back here while they're showing this? What's really going on back here? And even when Tucker went, I'm not going on Tucker. I remember, no, he's part of news. I don't wait. And his producer, a young lady there, she was like, no, trust me. This is a great thing about you standing up. And that was also the beginning, like him putting me there. And then some rapper came out, and then the floodgates started coming out, a little bit of a pushback here and there. Rob Schneider called me with really encouraging words. The people that came out were pretty powerful.
So you didn't even think about the angles. You just did the right thing. And George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And we've had a big victory here. They had like 3% uptake on the new shot they're giving, which they admit doesn't even work.
Well, I mean, again, common sense. I have a good friend that we didn't talk to for years. He was so against everything that I was thinking and saying, and he basically told me, he goes, you know, when I really, really got concerned, when I vaccinated my child, and then my child got COVID. He goes, that was the first time I started really waking up. And he goes, and we all got COVID. And he goes, and I have two shots. I go, yeah, well, you know.
What do you think of Howard Stern? I think they said he's had 5 shots, and then he announces he has COVID. And he said people that don't take the shot, I have the clip, should be denied medical care. That's really, Howard Stern, wow.
You know,
how do you go from Mr. Free Speech to, like, Mr.
I can't, you know, Howard's been extremely good to me. He always
He's had me on. I
will say... You know, if I was able to do a show again, that is definitely something I would talk about. I highly 100% disagree with what he says. I think.
Well, it's not just that you disagree. He says he took, I've got it right here, 5 shots, hit out for 3 years in his house.
Right.
And then now he's got it and got really sick. Well, dude, this, I mean.
I know. But I don't know what goes through their minds. You know, I went through this, Alex. I went through the period of I was angry. I get angry at everyone trying to push this and trying to fight it and all that. And now I look at everyone that really pushes it as
Stockholm Syndrome victims.
Yes. Yes. It's like
cult members.
Well, I don't know. Because, like, all right, we're at war. Would you agree this is sort of it's a war?
It is a war.
OK, so if you come back from war and you've been your arms are blown off or whatever, to me, this is a mental war, and I see them as casualties of the psychological war, which is what we're in my opinion. So I don't hate...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you're able to see, well, those parents are very naive, and they'll never believe if we do this, that, and that. They'll never believe because I represent God.
And now they've moved on from the churches and to the psychologists, the psychiatrists. Well, I have a statistic here. Something like 90% of psychiatrists are Democrats. So you're going to somebody, I think they're going to help you. They have a political agenda right there.
Well, I will tell you this. I won't say who, but I know a person that their child was seeing a therapist, a child. This is, I think, 14, 15-year-old child. And, you know, we're in a part in our lives where they'll say, if we really hear something we think you should know, we'll tell you. That's your child, one-on-one with an adult, going in secrecy, and later found out, like, yeah, they were transgendering their child.
Oh, the schools all over the country.
And that kid was 12 years old. So the therapist child, the therapist, this is, I swear on my life, it's a true story.
No, it's in the news. It's in the news that in Austin, Texas, it's all over the news.
This is New
and
Jersey.
In Denver, Colorado, they get like 7-year-olds telling you maybe another sex. They go, okay. Then they create a file and say your parents may not like it and create a whole secrecy operation, not letting the parents know that they are corrupting your child. Keep going.
The devil is a genius.
Well, finish your story. I'm just saying.
God's better.
I believe you. It's on record. It's happening. Tell us what happened.
Well, you know, once they found out, they changed their course of action. But I wonder how many kids were led in a different direction.
Well, that's it. You take your child to a doctor or a psychologist, psychiatrist.
They trust them.
You think they're going to get real help. No, there's an agenda.
Of course there is. And it's real, but people don't believe in the boogeyman. They don't believe humanity is capable of being pure, demonic, satanic evil. They're waiting for the horns, and they're waiting for a tail when they don't realize, oh, they got brown eyes. Oh, sometimes they're Jewish. Oh, sometimes they're a Christian. Oh, sometimes they pretend that it doesn't
matter. You know that the devil manifests everybody.
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
I'm even more impressed. Wow. Keep going. Sorry.
But so does God. It's your choice. You go this way or that way. You know, it's really, the more we realize what truth is and what we're living in is really just this, it's like sitting in a movie theater, but you're getting emotionally attached, believing every single thing they're creating for you. You know, I would sit there and go, my friends and I would go, the Roman Empire never ended. We're still in it.
No.
It's come on. It's crazy. Sitting there waiting all week. Like your emotions. We live in a time where all your emotions can be manipulated to make you violent, to make you hate, to make you get depressed, to make you kill yourself, to make you change your sex. To change everything. And at the end of the day, that's your morality. That's your God. You're basically, they created how to push what's built inside of you, your true human spirit.
The programming God gave us.
The spirituality that we're born, all natural, that all beings are born with our true agenda. Somehow this machine, whoever runs the machine, whatever runs the machine, has stripped that away and put all the specialist, the therapist, the entertainer. And again, what is all that? False idols. I never understood
because
false
it's all,
idols.
I agree. So it's all God already gave us the blueprint. It's our conscience. We know what we're supposed to do.
Correct.
And then notice almost all these high priests are going against that.
Well, because there's a lot of money involved to stay to.
And if you teach a man to fish, he doesn't eat you anymore. They want to give us fish, not teach us how to fish. They want controlled people.
And then they're going to poison the fish. And then with the poison, they're going to make the medicine to fix you when you get sick from the fish. And then they can get you to do whatever they want.
But don't they get it blows back on them?
I think the times have changed dramatically with, thank God, people like you, Rogan, Russell Brand was
Tucker. Even Jimmy Dore, like everybody's.
Yeah, Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dore's incredible. And everyday people. This is,
which, by the way, we call ourselves every day. We're the real people that are dialed in. We're not God, but we're getting the transmission.
I feel that way a lot of times.
Oh, I know. I don't agree. I just go, what do I do? It's like, yeah.
That's what I do. I just ask every day before I came in here. I'm like, just please tell is whatever.
That is so heavy. I never ask God for anything. I say, what do I do?
That's what I say. I say, I don't ask him. I go, please let me say exactly what you need to be said. Please let me be able to do what you need me to do and reach that person that needs to be hear it or see it or feel it or think it or be it. That's where I'm at in life. Do I hit the point all the time? No, but that's where I'm at in life. I never ask for anything because I know nothing's to be taken for granted. Everything's a blessing. This moment's a blessing. So much can be touched by this very moment.
Well, I'm glad we went back to your roots, because I would imagine, have you talked about that much?
What do you mean?
Just your roots and what woke your family up, what woke you up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But my family wasn't all woke up. They still, you know, I still...
woke up to the fact that the church is full of crap. That was a big
one. My mom struggled with faith for a long time. She held on to God as much as she could. And she tried to find church. And she found one, guys, that my dad would never go. My dad was completely...
No, your dad was already dialed in, so he didn't need them.
Right, and we go to church, and the minute the guy would start talking, he'd be like, Dad, you know, my mom, like, he's crying. He's like, Dad, when's he going to ask for the cash? Dad, you shut your mouth. You know, so he'd make it fun of the hat. He'd make it fun of the outfit. But I'm not sure if my dad believed in some. I asked him point blank before he passed away. I said, Dad, do you believe there's any good? Said, no. Really? Nothing? No. So I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Well, because if you're presented with these churches, you think there's nothing. But if you ever, like, you get to, you know.
Oh, I go on personal experience where
the Holy Spirit, no, it's real.
Oh, I know it. Like, you don't have
God
to explain
to me.
God
tells me what's about to happen over and over to show me I'm real.
Bro, I know for a fact, and I got to say, since I was young, I'm trying to remember the exact moment, but there were moments in my life where it was that moment where you go, okay, you're going to tap into God
or the devil,
or you're going to tap in the devil. Dude, I remember, I'll tell you what, I don't know if I said this. I tried to remember, I have a couple instances where I challenged the devil. It didn't turn out very well.
Hold on, this is too powerful. We're going to break in about 50 seconds. Jim, I am over the top impressed because I've had the same experiences. I mean, at least you challenged the devil. When I was a little bit younger, I never was a devil worshiper.
No.
But I said, devil, show me what you can do.
Oh, I got one for you.
We're going to go to break.
I got one for you.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to go to break here in like 20 seconds. Jim Brewer is our guest, jimbrewer.com. We're going beyond the comedy, folks. We're going beyond the sentence. We're going down to what it really matters. This is hardcore. For everybody, you know, tune in now. Millions watching. I got a sneaking suspicion this is going to get 20 million views on X. Jim Brewer, stay with us.
Bro, I love this.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and launch the next great renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hi, Jim. You got cut off by the break. You got to take the local breaks for local stations. You said, I'm in a mistake, or I'm going from memory. I challenge the devil.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm gonna preface this by saying this. My whole life, for a very long time, and I just started telling people this because I was afraid to say it. I always saw myself, if I wasn't just doing straight up stand up, as being a I used to call it a spiritual warrior, meaning to be able to touch lives through spirituality and God, but not know. I don't want to come off going, I know the Bible really. I don't.
You know, not dogma. Yeah.
I don't know it whatsoever, and I don't have anything against it. I'm not saying it's not real, but I'm just saying from experiences and peeling away the layers of how deep this really is and how things are truly connected. That so with that said, to the point where even I'm putting together now for the first time in my life, because I keep saying it for over 20-something years, Alex, I really want to do a type of, and I don't like the word testimonial because it lumps into a certain category of telling stories that are so real, so spiritual, so deeply God-embedded that they'll touch lives. Because so,
well, let me just interrupt
one
you.
Of the times I did
you
know, it.
I'm interrupting you. Even Joe Rogan, I wouldn't call him an atheist, but he knows the system's corrupt. He's like, I don't know about God. He's talking about God believing it now. Because it's so obvious it's good versus evil.
It's good versus evil. It always has been good versus evil. So I'll give you, this was a weird one. So I decided I'm going to write a book. And at the time, everyone wanted me to write this book. They're like, you know, put the Saturday Night Live stories in there. When you were half-baked, you know, tell all the funny Dave Chappelle stories. Which I have plenty of stories. I tell stories. But what I really wanted to put out were these deep spiritual stories that I thought would impact people.
That's your core.
Correct. And that's always been my core throughout everything I did. You know, I get tempted. And then I run to God. I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. I thought being Hollywood was the thing I wanted. And, well, okay, you're out of there. I thought, save my marriage. And so I've always anchored God with my decisions.
A wise decision.
Well, you trial and error. It doesn't feel good when you do the other side. I don't care what anyone said.
Oh, I've tried it.
Everyone tries it. It does it. You convince yourself.
I've served Satan for 3 years.
Say that again?
I served, not on purpose, but I was under Satan's control for 3 years, like about 14, 15, 16. Got more women, more power, more everything. It was insane. But it was all diseased and depressed and horrible.
I never went there, thank God. Thank God. This happened to me since I was very, very young.
Oh, everybody is tempted, yeah. Those people, the devil knows people that are talented, he really comes after you.
Oh, I tell everyone that way, listen, the more your light beams out of you, the more the dark is going to come and try to smack that. It's, I always go, do you watch Star Wars? What does Darth Vader do the whole time? Find me that Skywalker.
The good side.
Find me. There's a
find
Jedi.
His whole place. Destroy his himself.
Yes, get that Jedi. Get the Jedi. We can rule the world. That is the
Jedi are relentless. We must destroy them all. Find me that Jedi.
It's such a it's another great movie.
Sorry,
anyway, so I'm going to write a book, in the book, I'm going to write my stories of how. So, well, I'm writing this thing, and I'm writing. I've got my regular stories, but I'm writing the spiritual stories, right? God and all this stuff, and how this happened, but then this happened because ask God, da 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 da. And here's a great story. Now, when I got to the hotel, I was doing some comedy festival in Vegas, and we were staying at Caesars or something, and all the big names are there, and I got my wife there, and I'm telling you, on my life, on my
the demons were throwing themselves at you.
No. I'm telling you, this is a true story. Sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, I have nothing to sell but the truth right here. All right, and the book doesn't even exist. I'm not even going to try to sell. It's nothing to do with the book. All right? You can't get it anymore. So I'm right. I have a notebook, and I'm writing all this stuff. And on the flight, I already wrote about 12 pages. I've never written this much in my life. Back in both sides of the page.
You're inspired.
My fingers are dented and they hurt. My wife said, can we go downstairs and do our nails? I took my notebook because that's all I want to do is write my notebook. And I went to the window in Caesar's Palace and I said, I'm in the devil's den. and you can't stop what I'm about to put out there. Because what I did was before that, I was trying to hide it. God forbid someone came in. I didn't want anyone to steal my notebook, which to me is already a crazy thought. Who's breaking in to a suite in Caesar's Palace
to
steal a notebook?
You're in there.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm like, I know I'm going to change lives with this one. So I'm putting it in the drawer. I'm putting it in between the bed sheets. And I went, what am I doing? What am I afraid? So I went to the window, and I said, I challenge you to try to stop me. And I put it, it was a long table in there. It was like a big living room. So I put it on the table right next to the window. My wife and I then went downstairs, the nails. We come back up, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours later, and we come in. She said she was taking a shower, going to get ready for dinner and then the show. And I went to go write. And when I opened the book, it was blank. So I'm like, oh, what?
Wow.
Oh, no, dude. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I'm going through every page, and it's completely blank. It's like, what the? So now I'm looking at all the places. There was a safe, and I was going to fold it, but I didn't want to fold it. So maybe I left it in the safe. I'm going crazy right now. I'm going crazy. And I asked my wife. I said, Dee, where did you rip pages out? She went, no. I said, where's the book? You left it on the table. I said, well, it's empty. Well, that's impossible. That's stupid. Blah, 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 blah. So now I go, I'm completely confused. So I go out, I'm looking in the garbage, and then I went into the hallway, and to my left, to the right with the elevators, to the left, there was the maid's cart. And the maid comes out of the room, and I said, do you know anything? She couldn't speak English, and she had, I'm not saying she was demonic.
I didn't know your story. That's how the devil works, through someone to make him do it.
Dude, and she had the darkest eyes, and she went, sorry, I throw out. I went, what? What are you talking about? I throw out. Like, you...
Why would you go tear? Exactly, she's influenced. I was about to guess. I bet a maid tore it out.
She tore the pages out.
That's the possession. It's the avatar. It's what it is.
And there's nothing you can convince
me. No, it operates through humans. I was going to guess that. In fact, I didn't want to interrupt you. I was going to say, I bet a maid tore it out.
A maid tore it up. And I had to go down in the...
The old Alex would have interrupted you and stolen the thunder. But wow, yeah, no, that's exactly how it works.
But that moment, Alex, I went... and what I felt was like, I felt God going, well, do you still have the drive? Do you still... I'm like, no, dude, you're way more powerful. I ain't going to let that happen. But respect... I ain't never going to challenge that again. Just stick to the
mission. Well, the devil's not omnipresent, but he can read the thoughts. So the challenge, he got it.
He got the challenge. There was no reason for me to challenge.
No, I've learned to totally ignore the devil.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And I go up on top of one of these houses they're building right down the street, about two doors down. So here's my parents' house. Here they are building these new houses. And I go up and I sit on, I climb up on the wood on top of a house they're building. So the scaffolding's up, the wood superstructure's there. And I'm sitting there and the devil is like, just join me and all your confusion will be over and I will empower you and you're going to get all this power. And it's going to be incredible. It's like this vision of pride. And I said, okay, devil, if you're real, take my hand. And I put my hand out in the dark on top of a house. I've been out for hours. It's like 2 a.m. now. And my father, running up the top of the house in his underwear, reaches his hand into mine and says, no, God loves you. So he'd been woken up by this. So the Holy Spirit runs out of the house, down the street in his underwear, old-fashioned white underwear. My dad climbs up like a gorilla, grabs my hand, and says, no, Jesus is real. God loves you.
Wow.
That's true. That happened right at the satanic conversion point. Wow. That's how I know God's real. My dad never did that. He never watched me at night. He'd let me do whatever I want. I could leave, do whatever I wanted. I had jobs. Everything was like 10 years old. But that night, my dad literally woke up, ran out of the house, knew where I was. He didn't see me on some rooftop down the street. Literally like a gorilla, ran up the thing and grabbed my hand and said, no, Jesus loves you. Literally, as my hand goes out to Satan.
Do you
literally at the moment he's like panting, exploding up the thing for the moment? I mean, that's God's real, man.
That's a powerful moment in time. If you recognize it, You recognized it. Many people don't recognize that.
But my dad's asleep in the house at 2 a.m. How does he know to run out of the house?
How does he know?
Run up the back of the house.
Exactly. And even
in his underwear.
Even if he
woke up in his underwear.
Yes. Even if he just got up and he's like, hey, where's the little owl? Why is he not in the bed?
Oh my God,
he's
wondering. About to make a deal with the devil.
Yes. That's heavy. That's heavy.
I swear to God, that's true, folks. That's how real this is. I got tears in my eyes. It's amazing.
No, that's a great word, by the way. Amazing. I feel like humans, we've been taught that anything we believe is deeply spiritual or from a higher light or a higher being or energy or godly, we're so afraid to mention it because we've been trained, oh, that's weird, that's crazy, that's culty. But at the end of the day, no, it's beautiful, it's powerful, it's what we are.
It was totally psychic.
When things happen like that, well, even that word, it's become, it's psychic. That is telepathic. It is from...
And that happened.
Yes.
Everybody watching knows deep down that happened. This isn't Stephen King fiction. This happened.
Oh, yes. It's happened multiple times. I mean, I'm going to small... In smaller times, where the first time I was really going to be introduced to Hollywood, I had a TV show. We were spinning off of Home Improvement. I was the new big shot in town. It was me, Dave Chappelle, and the show's called Buddies. And after Tuesday night, they already recorded one show. Our commercials were playing, but I knew immediately. My marriage was going to come to an end. I felt the dark of, oh, I'm in Hollywood and this is what they do. I felt.
And it comes after your wife is what it does.
Oh, dude, it was going to break us up immediately. And I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll just live two lives. And I got on my knees. I sobbed and I begged God to please get me out of this situation. I'm not going to do well. I don't know how I'm going to.
And even Dave Chappelle ran off too. Was that before?
Before this happened?
Yeah.
This is 19.
Which is normal. It's like you're like the devil's coming, man. No, it's like you know.
This is 1994, and you know I'm still really young. We just got married, blah blah blah. And I dropped to my knees and I begged God, please get me out of this situation. How do I get out of a TV show? How do I get in the situation? How do I get out of Hollywood? On my life. The next day, we're at the read-through, and they're like, hey, we're going to have heavy read-throughs for this week's episode, blah, 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 go home. I had a bunch of friends at the hotel. We're going to watch the premiere. The premiere's on this week. I'm on the cover of TV Guide. And my manager calls me, and he goes, hey, man, come down to my room. I go down the room. I go, what's up? And he goes, yeah, they let you go from the show. I said, what? What do you? He goes, yeah, I don't know why. They just let you go.
Did you spiritually make the decision?
Bro, what the?
It's all contracts. I'm telling you, swear to God on my children, I literally go, okay, Satan, show me you're real. Put my hand out. And at that exact instant, my father grabs and says, no, God loves you. The exact, not like one-tenth of a second. I'm like, boom. It's real.
I know
it. And think how awesome that is. We do live forever. We are spiritual beings. There's nothing to worry about, folks. We're eternal. It's real, people.
I got a story for you. Got a story for you. And again, a lot of people, they don't know. They don't know. When my dad died, this made me go into another whole dimension.
Yeah.
I begged God my whole life, please God, let me hold my dad. Let me be with my, I don't want my father being alone when he leaves this world. Because this man, to me, this guy was a sacrifice. They talk about human sacrifice, Jesus, yes, Jesus sacrifice. There's millions of us that are sacrificed. This guy grew up with 10 brothers and sisters. His mom was dead when he was 3.
An amazing soul. Yes.
Oh, and never complained. This man was in the war for 3 years. He never talked about. He never yelled. Never whatever. It was always good. So with that said, I beg God, please, I don't want this man to die alone. Whatever I get in life, no matter who I get to work with, whatever money I make, blah, blah, I just want to be there for my father when he goes. Well, God granted me that. I get to hold this man to the last, you know, last breath, and it's powerful. Now, we all lose people. It was a couple months later, right? And I have a you know, you have a meltdown, you know, when you're crying, you know, when you lose someone. And
making me cry right now.
Dude, and you get the mouth open, nothing coming out. No one understands that pain unless you're in it or you've experienced it. So my sister dies 2 months later, but it's a big mess, right? I'm in my living room, and I'm asking God. I say, God, please, I know he's in a safe place, and I'm not asking for the answers, but when I die, do I feel him? Am I able to see him? Am I able to? Is there? I'm not going to ask you to give me a sign. On my life. As I'm going through this, I'm going, what is it like? The window in the next room starts tapping. So I walk to the window, and it's this bird. It's a cardinal.
I was about to say bird. I got to stop right now because I'm starting to interrupt you so you finish the story. This is not a setup. I am in my kitchen 2 days ago, right when the sun comes up at 7 a.m. I've already cooked my daughter breakfast when my wife's out of town, and I'm sitting there, and I said, God, is there going to be payment to the enemy? Are they going to get defeated? Are they going to be destroyed? And I live on a hilltop. Never seen this before. A hawk shoots through like a laser beam right through the pillar outside and runs over and grabs a squirrel right as I say, God, will we defeat the enemy? And this hawk goes right through and grabs a squirrel right in front of me. And I knew that was a message from God. And you just used a bird analogy. I swear to God.
Oh, no. Now you just started me on something else now. You got to remind me about the hawk story. I've got a hawk story that's going to blow your mind. Okay? So first of all,
it's like hawks and eagles are dialed in.
Well, hawks and eagles are also the closest to God. They're the ones that fly.
Well, Americans say that too.
Yes, that's where I've learned that from. So, dude, I got a great story for you. This is incredible. This is amazing. So the cardinal, it's a cardinal, right? Now listen, there's a little part of me weirded out. Like, is this just a bird? Is this just a coincidence? Would this be happening if I wasn't going through this whole spiritual thing 2 minutes ago? So while I'm doing that, and the bird's just looking at me, you know, it's chirping, and I keep walking away, and then it would come up against the window again, right? Boom, 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 boom. Now, then my parents came up. Well, this bird, this cardinal now shows up every day where I held my dad, where he died. In that room, he starts at the crack of dawn, and he goes around the house all the way to the window. See, and this is going on every single day. So now you ask people, and you're not sure. You know, is this weird? Is it just a bird? You know, one person.
That's God for a message. God works through all these things.
Well, you know, and you talk to one person, like, oh, you know, it's just a bird. And he sees his reflection. He's territorial. And you go, all right, maybe.
But before you told the bird story, I was about to tell the hawk story.
Oh, dude, I got a hawk story.
All right, we're going to...
No, we got...
Stay there. Hour number
awesome
three.
Stories.
Oh, wow. Jim Brewer is our guest.
That's an awesome story.
This is awesome. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.